Episode 1966 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Daily, I spend some time talking with you about some element of job search because I believe it doesn't have to be as hard, difficult, painful, or take as long as it does. And this is a show where I talk about with you about how to get out of some of the tough situations people run into with networking. And this is geared toward in-person, but the fact of the matter is, it's true when you're doing it and you're virtually as well. So hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And we'll be back in just a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
People will talk to me about the discomfort with networking. So I thought I would talk about two of the situations that are most uncomfortable for people and teach you or remind you, depending upon your circumstances, of how to get yourself out of it. Now, the first one came up in a conversation I had with a coaching client yesterday who talked about being in an informational interview with a former colleague. They've moved on. And now they get to the part of the conversation where they talk about how they'd be open to something else, which the former colleague interprets as being, hey, you hated just like I did. And they go on this lengthy tirade that's really uncomfortable for you about how the firm you work for is terrible, how they wronged them. And all you feel like doing is getting yourself out of there. Here's the way to head that off and deal with it. Ready? You're going to need one prop, and that is your phone. Here's what I want you to do. When you arrive to such a meeting, let's say you're meeting someone for lunch or coffee or whatever, I want you to make a great flourish out of telling them that you're going to turn off your phone now or put it on airplane mode. Actually, put it on airplane mode. That's the better way of doing it. So as soon as they get there, say, oh, I want to give you my attention. I'm going to put my phone on airplane mode. And then you turn it over so it's face down. Now, let's say there's a great conversation going on, and then it switches, and you're starting to feel uncomfortable. I want you to switch it to right side up so you can see the time and flick the time on so you notice it. And then from there, if the conversation, if the person you're networking with persists in going on this lengthy, uncomfortable tirade, you pause for a second, take your phone and go, I have a call I need to do in about 15 minutes that I need to head out for. Or I have a call I'm going to be getting shortly that I don't want to disrupt this with. Or you can do the looking for the waiter or waitress to get the check over to the table kind of scenario, which is definitely one of those cues of ending. But the phone is like a subtle one. Big flourish about turning it down, barely noticed thing about turning it face side up, looking at the time, and then from there say, I have somewhere I need to be in, or I have a call that I'm expecting that I can't really take here. So what I'd like to do is and then you set up the next conversation. But what you've done is end that set of circumstances. Another one is at the networking meeting. You're going someplace to network. Maybe it's a professional group. Maybe it's a job search club, whatever it is. And there's a networking part of the evening. Here's what you do. Number one is don't stay leaning against the wall. Always put yourself in the middle of the action. Number two is, let's say you're getting buttonholed by someone who's talking on and on about things that are of no interest to you whatsoever. Now, here there's a subtlety. There's a gender difference that comes into play. And for guys, some of you may be able to do what I'm going to suggest and say, hey, let's go talk to that guy over there. Or, oh, this is a networking meeting. We got to go network, right? As much as I love to talk to you, you know, we got to go network with some other folks. So let's exchange cards, pick up with one another, and then you go off your separate ways. Now, for women, you can't necessarily play it that same way because all the gender biases come up that she, meaning you, are obnoxious. I'm not going to go through the lengthy list. You know it intrinsically. So you might just do the subtle move of saying, you know, in a sweet way, say, who do you think would be the most interesting person around here for us to get to know? So you kind of get them into the conspiracy. And then if there's someone that you're particularly interested in meeting, you might just simply say, how about that one over there? What do you say we walk over and get to know them? And then when you get over there, what you're able to do is get that person's attention, engage in the conversation. And invariably what happens is the person that you're trying to ditch feels ditched and they go away. So what you've done is create a bridge to the new person that kind of lets the other one wither away. So you know, that's a couple of techniques that you can use to extricate yourself from awkward moments. If you have different ideas, leave it in the comments area below. It'll help other folks. And if I like them, I'll give you a big thumbs up. If not, I may write something in response. But you know, just go out and help some folks, give people some ideas. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to optimize your job search and get better results. First of all, visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog and go exploring. There's just a lot there to help you in the blog. And if you want to take my class on interviewing, it's called the Ultimate Job Interview Framework. It's available on Udemy. It's Udemy. Or you can just use this link, thebiggamehunter.us/interviews, and order my class there. It's very inexpensive. Like $12 if you're a new Udemy user, $19.99 if you're an existing one. In addition, it's now available as a Kindle book or as a paperback on Amazon. You can order the book there if you prefer a different format. And as a paperback, I think it's $6.99. As a Kindle book, it's $2.99. So again, very inexpensive. Obviously, I'd love to help you with coaching. At my website, you can schedule time for coaching with me or schedule a free discovery call. And if you just have a couple of questions for me, go to thebiggamehunter.us/live, and you can schedule 15 minutes with me, or thebiggamehunter.us/interviews. And what you're able to do is ask a question and get a response back with a 3 to 5 minute video. I'll be back soon with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!